everybody. Well, today is our Monday program on BBS. We have lots of Monday programs going back a long ways, so we have lots of archives too. And today's date is April 13th, 2015. And we're on Station 1, in case you're on an archive. And we're also on Station 1 on Wednesdays, and then Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays. So this one's our earlier program that we have during the week. And let's we'll start the call here. The BBS, it's actually a call because we're on the phone, but to you, we're on the radio. So here we go. Let's take away situations, anxieties, etc., that you may have. So here we go. This is for maybe the weekend and today. So one, two, think of your situation. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, a lot of stuff there. Do that one again. So releasing energies. One, two, three, four, and five. That feels a little better. And let's make sure that you're here and not somewhere else. If you're somewhere else, then in a sense you're in hell, in a way to put that. And if you're not here, then you're being controlled on other timelines. So you could be in the dream world, you know, on timelines. You could be a multidimensional being, being on many timelines, being played with, having harm done to you, etc. So you want to be here so that doesn't happen to you. Remember, they can copy and paste your reality. You may think that you're here, but you're really in the beyondo. So here we go. Let's bring everybody back. The Earth here, the real Earth, at least what we know of it anyway. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll bring up the light beam, so we'll do three of these if you happen to have them up. There'll be male energy, so the first one, bringing the energy into that light beam. So one, two, three, four, five, and there's three males there. Second light beam, if you have it up, one, two, three, four, five, and number three light beam, one, two, three, four, five. So the reason why we're not bringing in the non-gender and the female is because we need extra energy here on this planet to do some shifts in consciousness and to bring the Earth back to the real Earth itself. So that's why the males are invited in. We get our co-host on now. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us on the Healing Highway. Ron, we're so glad to have you here again for another wonderful BBS program. As Ron said, it is Monday, April 13th, 2015, and we're live on BBS Radio Station 1. You can find our fast chat feedback form at our BBS homepage or by accessing Ron's website directly, which is creationlightship.com, and you'll see right at the top the link to listen and chat with us. If you're on the computer, so that's a great way to interact and ask any questions you might have. And I seem to remember, Ron, before we get rolling here with the questions, everybody had some homework from last week's show, and we're wondering if everybody asked for a smarter, more intelligent clone, and if you did, were you able to notice a difference in your thinking or in the way you were understanding things? So maybe when we get the live comments going here, people could give us some feedback on that if they actually were able to do that and let us know what happened. So I guess we'll just jump right into the questions here. And the first one is about the intensives and the conference calls during the week. So Ron offers every month a series of healing intensives, as well as weekly calls for healing. And this person writes, I signed up when Ron mentioned in the past weeks the healings have been stronger, working with the Earth Spirit full blueprint, working, as I assume, with 108 bodies. I recently redid all of my 108 magnetic twisted body alignment, which I had received as a gift thanks to taking the New Life Expo workshop, and I feel quicker the healings when I request them.
That makes a lot of sense. That's because that clearing, the magnetic twisted body clearing, allows you to have your spirit integrate with your energetic bodies. And so if any of your bodies are not in proper alignment with your spirit, then your spirit can't work with them and complete the healing. So that's why that's so important. So thank you for that comment. So
yeah, and also, Ron, there's kind of like a part two to that, and it says that the same person is wondering, could this be the new Earth spirit put into place? I guess it was thought to be a female Earth spirit for so long, and all of the New Age people had been referring to it as Mother Earth. And I guess they're wondering, are all those cordings starting to get cleared? Because as you know, Ron, the Earth spirit is actually a male. So I'm wondering, I guess, and so is this listener, is that a part of the reason why they are seeing changes and noticing differences in people and noticing the beauty of the Earth?
Okay, yeah. The original one that was here when we were born, we'll say, was a male energy. And then, you know, we worked on that, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago, attempting to get it whole and complete, and that would never happen. Then it left, and then it came back again. We'll just say 2 years ago for a short time, and it couldn't hold integrity. So the Earth spirit that was here when we were all born is only 27% in wholeness, and it's in quarantine. So we had to bring in the Earth spirit before that, which is the female, and that was here prior to 1.4 million years ago. And so this one here is not necessarily corded, connected to, sabotaged by the alien. It's very, very maybe neutral with all that energy. And so it'd be very hard to have it connected. So it's doing what it can to preserve the Earth over again here. The last one was going to leave 2,000 years ago. It wasn't even going to come back here. This Earth would not even be here.
Wow.
Because Jesus came to teach people about getting out of here, and I guess the dark side came in and maybe took them all sideways anyway. And the ones that listened to him, you know, they didn't really fully get it probably. And so the Earth spirit, through its compassion, we'll say, came back and reestablished the Earth planet again with its blueprint. And because of that, the dark side, you know, took it because it was in much more wholeness, you know, 2,000 years ago. So it actually gave of itself, sabotaged itself to help humanity here. And so that's why it's in quarantine and no longer here. So we're dealing with a whole different energy. And so the Earth spirit that's here now will and is working to try to maybe bring the Earth back to its original, you know, maybe blueprint back then, but it was different. You know, that's over a million years ago. So, but it's doing what it can do to help out, to take over the blueprint, kind of like a walk-in, using that term. And at ascension time, the Earth spirit that's here now and the Earth will no longer be here. This, as of right now as I'm talking, is not going to be manifested. So the people that don't leave here, the people doing all the other spiritual practices and stuff, connecting themselves to darkness through mind energy, those people will be out in the beyondo and never come back to a planet of light, but they'll be in the light of the darkness planet. And that's why this is so important for people to catch on to what's happening. And, you know, they may like having the law of cause and effect of working with them all the time, and but you will never come back here, because it won't be here. The light planet that we have now of Earth will no longer, as of this moment, be materialized. So back to you. And so that's what the Bible talks about eternal hell and damnation. Well, that's where the people are going. So back to you.
So there are, or were, in fact, many different Earth spirits with different, different sexes at different points in time.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And that's very interesting to note, too, that it is, we are still a light planet. We're not a light of the darkness planet, correct?
Right, yeah. As of right now, yeah. When ascension time comes, then there will no longer be an Earth. But like what happened last time, everybody went sideways into a light of a darkness Earth, and then they were brought back here when the Earth got rematerialized, and then the people just came back. So, you know, if you look at it that way, then you had 2,000 years to shake your darkness off and to understand the teachings of Jesus, of what he taught back then, which is basically going within. So the New Age movement came about to have people go without. You know, so.
Or go elsewhere. go elsewhere for healing.
Yondo, you know.
Yeah.
At Vortex, yeah. Stargate, you know, go somewhere, you know, have fun, you know, go to those places, you know.
Yikers. Oh, man. Okay. Well, hopefully.
So those things when you meditate. As soon as you go on guided meditation, you're taken to one of those things, some vortex or Stargate. You're going into darkness because you use the mind energy. No? So where are you? You know, you don't know.
Well, Ron, that's such a good point, and it is so interesting because I feel like all of these workshops and all of these seminars and meditations and guided meditations, all of these things are very tricky because they are technically, you're supposed to be in the now. That's what they're trying to get you to do, to be in the moment and to not think about the past or the future. But what they don't realize is that they can get there in 10 seconds by doing the mind-to-heart drop and connecting with Source, which is already inside of them.
Yep.
So it's
very
kind
unfortunate.
Yeah, and it's hard for people to understand that, I think, because they're like, oh, I'm doing all these things, you know, to work on myself spiritually, and, you know, it's sad because what you're actually doing is, like Ron said, you're connecting to the Beyondo. So on that note, I guess, Ron, someone else wrote in, and they were asking about the, actually, it's more of a testimonial for the education clearing. And they wrote that they're connecting the information and able to discern better what is truth and what is the propaganda of the dark mind alien agenda, especially when it is regarding the products out there for health and healing and eating lifestyles. I've come to understand why certain things work in the moment is because I have generations programming guiding me to eat and change eating habits and cravings, which I can override if my spirit guides me to do so, making sure it is not an entity I picked up or an ancestral entity within me programming me to satisfy its needs. So, and this is regarding the education clearing. This is a testimonial from somebody who ran the education clearing.
That's very good, yeah. So the education, basically, if you're wondering what it's about, it's to sort of break you free of programming, all these programs that were put into you. And we do need a way to live here, but the programs, maybe somebody else's truth. Or maybe they're 99% correct and 1% off, and that 1% connects you to the alien. So you just need to get rid of the program of someone else's belief system. And that you can look at that as a school, going to college, you know how to live here. You know, so it frees you up. And so instead of having all the stuff, you know, like in this one sandbox, and you go there to get your information, because that's your belief system. It sort of like takes the walls off the sandbox so you can now kind of go through the sand and just see what's correct for you and what isn't correct. Because there is truth in everything. But if what isn't truth is leading your life and you're going, you know, astray on it or something, then you got problems. You know, I think a lot of people now who go to college, All of a sudden, you know, they go to college for whatever, 4 or 6 years, you know, and then they get out and, you know, they're flipping burgers at McDonald's, you know, because they can't find a job. Well, when they went into it, they were told, yeah, this is what you need to do. And, you know, they may show you some kind of income out there for what your job is going to be when you get out of here. And all of a sudden, your job is no longer credible for what you went to school for. It's obsolete. Or nobody wants you. Or the economy's too bad. But you were sold a bill of goods. So now you have, you know, all this experience that you can't use. And then, you know, if you're that type of person and that happened to you, now you're probably very upset. Maybe you got student loans that you're paying off and you can't find a job. And so bottom line is, you know, looking back on a hindsight, you were lied to, you know. So and maybe you wanted to wax cars, you know, for a living. You love waxing cars and they took you out. And now you got all this debt, and you can't afford to buy wax to wax your car, you know, because it took away your creativity. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron. That rings especially true for me personally, as well as I'm sure several other listeners. And I really liked what you said about the sandbox, because if you think about that, if you're just in your little sandbox, you really don't have any way to get out. And once the walls are kind of broken down from that, you kind of have this limitless expanse of sand. It's like being in a kid's playground sandbox versus being in, say, the Sahara Desert or the Gobi Desert, and just having, you know, this endless expanse of possibilities and truth and everything, like you said, Ron. So that's a really powerful image, and I hope people get that about the clearings and what they really can present for you in your life. So that's great. And also, I have a comment here from a listener who said, now I see why the conference weekday calls are essential along with the intensives. If you have not done them, I recommend you do it at least a month, especially now with the Earth Spirit at its strongest.
Yep, very good.
So it seems like it would be a good time to jump on those calls if you're able to, and you can find out more about those at creationlightship.com, and the 8-hour healing intensives are at the top, and the special weekly clearings are also at the top, and Ron does calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so jump on any one of those if you can, as well as the 8-hour calls, which you can also attend as an absentee if you're not able to be on there for 8 hours. A lot of people do that as well.
I think, okay, I'll do a sample clearing here.
Great.
Everybody is connected to the darkness through the earth on the ley lines, grid lines, okay? And so you may not know the difference. So you're not really getting any spirit energy from the earth because the aliens overrode that and put you onto these ley lines where they're controlling you. So you're either controlled, you know, from below, we'll say, through their agenda, and or you're controlled from above, from the beyondo, right? Then the aliens that could be next to you in the room that you don't see, but you do see them, you know, up in the ship clouds and stuff, and the different clouds will show their faces, along with, you know, if you see, like, tornadoes, hurricanes, a bomb exploding, you know. Like, you look at all the different war footage of any time. Just go back and look at war footage, and you see an explosion, you're going to see the aliens there being formed in that cloud because it's covering them, and it's, like, sticking to them, okay? You just can't see them physically. They're out of your reality of your eyesight. So what I'm going to do is release the energy of the ley lines, if you wish, the grid lines that your body's connected to, and then we're going to bring in the earth spirit energy into your body so you can actually feel what that's like. So this is the first time I think I've done this. So here we go. Releasing those energies that you're connected to on the bottom of your feet, we'll say. So here we go, because you're walking on the earth. You know, if you're a four-legged, then you'd have it on, you know, two other legs, but we only have two here, and that's where they mainly connect to. So here we go. And that's why when you're up in an airplane, you don't feel the same energy. You feel freed up, okay? That's because you're away from these lines. So So here we go. And I don't know how far you have to be up. I would guess maybe 100 feet or so. You know, if you live in an apartment, you might just take note of what, you know, a floor, you know, as you go up, like back in New York, you know, you're looking at multi-stories. So let's just say that you are in an elevator and you're at ground floor, and then you start raising yourself up. And what floor do you get to? You know, fourth floor, fifth floor, where you actually feel yourself disconnected from the earth. It'd be interesting for people to comment on that. But here we go, taking away those energies. So one, two, three, four. You might feel your feet getting some relief here. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. Now we're going to bring in the Earth Spirit Energy. This is the one that was here, you know, over a million years ago, since the one that we were born with, you know, no longer is here. But here's the older one coming into you. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and one more, stronger. Okay, we'll just see what people feel like. I would say you may get energized maybe a little bit, possibly, but ideally, because it's the Earth Spirit and it's from Source Energy, it should be just a lot of peace coming into you. So we'll just see what the comments are like. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that is so cool, Ron. I hope everybody gives us some feedback via the Fast Chat feedback form on that. And somebody wrote that they are feeling more intelligent for asking for a more intelligent clone and also with doing the educational clearing. So it seems like that educational clearing is the hot topic tonight.
Yeah, we have that and also the IQ clearing. So they both go very good together.
Okay, cool. So that's educational and IQ clearing, and you can find those in Search for Healing on creationlightship.com. And I wonder if we could maybe get some feedback from anybody who, if we have a listener out there who's done the IQ clearing, let us know. And we have a question here, a live question about the mind looping clearing. So, Ron, this listener is asking, I've used the mind looping one clearing extensively, and it has helped me with a ton of repetitive thought forms and chronic negative patterns of behavior and relating. I have not yet used the mind looping two. Can Ron please explain the difference between mind looping one and two clearings? And can he give us an example of how to use mind looping two clearing? Would I use both on the same issue? Thanks.
Well, the mind loop two is really, you know, just kind of have this picture here, you know, like a movie, and you're going down the birth canal and you feel really great because you have the spirit energy of your mother, and very possibly your spirit may come into you, you know, coming down that or was here before, and you are going to have this great experience of love and peace energy because the love energy was in duality with your mother, but she was giving you love. So, you know, unless you picked up a lot of the opposite of that, like in a bad relationship, you know, you probably just felt the peace and, you know, love as like, well, this is great. So now as you're coming down and you pop out, all of a sudden you go, well, I'm here, but, you know, I'm being psychically attacked by all the aliens now, and now I'm being spanked, and now I'm getting needles put into me. And I don't want to be here. What is happening to me, okay? And so now all of a sudden you start getting the grid lines being hooked up to you. You got all the people looking at you with psychic attacks, and you're horrified and terrorized, okay? And that's what the mind loop too is, to help you get out of that. So if you are having problems in your life now, and these problems sort of sound kind of familiar, like life is not very good here, and maybe you're running that first initial pattern of what you initially saw. Remember, most babies are very psychic. So what do you do when you see these shapeshifters and you see these aliens all around and you see what they're doing and then you see people? It could be, like, devastating. And so, anyway, and you probably forgot all about this here. And so, but that's stored inside of you now. So that's what the mind looping, too, is about. So, and you can't go back to where you came from. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Well, I hope that clears it up. And sounds like those are both amazing clearings to do. So hopefully that helps. And somebody also wrote,
you know, you could even maybe even hate your parents. Why did you do this?
Yeah, it changes quickly.
Yeah.
Kind
anyway.
Of like, why did you bring me here?
What is this, you know?
Yeah. Wow. That's really remarkable that it starts as soon as you're born. So I remember, I think it was last week, somebody said they were getting a clearing gift for a newborn, and the whole lifetime clearing is only $5 if you do it when you're not even a year old. So it's much easier to clear all of that stuff off of younger people because they haven't had a whole lifetime of cordings and getting hooked up to grid lines and psychic attacks. So very interesting stuff. So somebody wrote, Ron, that they feel the fuller energy coming in with the Earth spirit. And as far as the smarter clones go, someone said, yes, they did ask for a smarter clone, and they needed to work with some computer issues. They felt wires clicking in their ears for 2 days, like the programs were being switched around.
Very interesting.
So I wonder if they were able to solve their computer issues. Very cool. Okay. So the next question is about the alien remote viewing disconnect. And this listener is wondering if that removes the aliens from the ship clouds too, or just the faces we see of them. And I think that is one of the free clearings that Ron offers, the alien remote viewing on under the healing login on the left side. If you go there, you can find it. You can read a little bit about it. And Ron, wondering if you have any input on that.
I think I could probably do both of those.
Okay. Okay, great. So it can remove the aliens from the ship clouds and the faces as well. And somebody else had a question about ship clouds, and they wrote, in my area, I left the new clearing going, the environmental clearing and alien remote viewing. Took a short trip, and my return home, the sky was blackened, wondering if the remote viewing could help take out the ship clouds along with the environmental timeline crash. Thanks.
I said give that a try, yes. Uh-huh. Just see what it does.
Yeah, and try different combinations of them too. Because the other day I was running the gray skies clearing and I was also doing a timeline crash, and I kind of shortened the gray skies, and I did like 2 hours, and then at the end of 2 hours I did another 2 hours. And it took a good couple of hours to clear the clouds out, but it did eventually work. So a lot of the times you have to do combinations of things too.
I think a lot of people out there, as I talk to them at the expos and things, they just love that gray sky clearing.
An amazing clearing, Ron, and it's a free clearing.
So I would think if you have some extra money, get another computer, you can get them pretty cheap, $100.
Yeah,
bucks.
Just get like an old laptop that just does clearing.
Yeah, get a laptop and You know, $100 you should be able to buy one anywhere. You know, they got them on sale for, you know, you can buy them for like $200 now for a new one even, you know, but a used one for, you know, $50 to $100, you know, just get an old laptop and put those clearings on and leave them on continuous, you know. So that's what I would do, you know, put up maybe four screens and, you know, have maybe two screens for the environmental and then put up two screens for the other. So the way you'd put a screen up, basically you would go into one clearing and then probably minimize it, I would guess, and then bring, you know, go into the clearing over again, like it's brand new to you, and then put up that screen and then play around with your screens, you know, to get four screens up.
Yeah, you could also get a bigger monitor, too, and hook that up to the laptop, and then, like, do, like, eight windows.
Remember, the more energy that's on the monitor screen, or I guess the larger the screen is, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe the more effective it's going to be.
Wow. You could hook it up to your, like, plasma TV, right?
Yeah, right, you know, go and buy one of those. What do they got, a 90-inch one now you can buy for...
Oh,
like,
yeah, they're ridiculous. They
have
these curved ones that are like $5,000, but you don't have to.
Yeah, you know. I think the 65-inch ones are much more reasonable now.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if you drove around at night and you just saw the clearings on everybody's TV instead of, like, whatever they're watching?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, yeah. Anyway, that's just an idea for people. But, yeah, that's why you need to have the light being up. And so you're interfacing probably more, you know, with the larger, you know, light being than you would with the small one, you know, like a little laptop versus a big one. But you'd have to try it. I'm not saying that. Some people even just put them on their cell phones, and that works too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll get back to the call here.
Okay. So the next question is about the male and female energies, and this person is wondering what's the difference between female and male energies for the Earth and for the light beings?
That's kind of your choice, okay? As far as the male-female for the Earth, that's just kind of what was here. Remember, they sort of, in a sense, pick their gender. Kind of leave it at that. So that's up to them. Just like you picked a body this time, okay? You picked a male or female body. And so from there, and then you energized your body blueprint to hold your spirit, okay? And that's what happened to you when you were born or during that process of you know, that initial 9 months, we'll call it, okay? Now from there, the light beings that come on, some people like maybe like the males, some like the females. You know, it's kind of, you know, what you want to have yourself. I don't feel that much of a difference myself, but some people may like, you know, one over the other. That's why we put them up that way. So it's kind of your choice.
Yeah, and there's also the non-gender, too. It's not gender-specific, right, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So thanks for answering that. And moving on.
Oh, but I will say, too, we have the intensity level on the
whole
life.
Oh, right, right. That's a good point.
So the intensity level, initially when I put the clearings up, a lot of people said, Ron, these are just too strong for me. Normally you'd hear the thing, I can't feel it, but most people said, it's just too strong. I'm too sensitive, and, you know, it's... So I said, okay, then we changed it, and we made it go from, you know, 1 through 20. And the clearing is the same clearing. It's just that it's how you're perceiving the energy coming to you, okay? So, you know, if you put it on 1 or put it on 20, it's still going to work the same. It's just how you are resonating to the energy coming into your body. And that's why we changed it and put numbers on it. Anyway... And if you, you know, if you have it like on the highest, I think number 20 is the highest, strongest, and you still don't feel it, don't worry about it. It's working anyway. But for the people who are really sensitive, they may, you know, as you have stuff removed from you, it might become sometimes you might feel the anxiety or something leaving you as you're doing a clearing, where maybe you may want to have it on less so you don't feel it. But it does go, you will see it in a sense if you can slow everything down. Remember, it takes about, a half a minute a year to clear you for 1 year. And that's 365 days in all of your thoughts. So if you could really take that and slow it down, you would actually physically see each event in your life leaving you, okay? One by one of all of your thoughts. But you're not going to really see that in, you know, a half a minute. But if you could, you would see them all being taken out of you for that year, what that particular clearing is about. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, okay, yeah, and it's important to note that how strongly you feel the intensity doesn't affect the quality of the healing you are receiving. So it's the same whether you feel it, don't feel it at all, or feel it very strongly. You just have that option on all of the clearings. So somebody else wrote that their feet started to tingle when the grid lines were released and then felt energized with the earth spirit. So very nice. And it is, someone else says, it is feeling very peaceful to me. Thanks for the treat tonight. And regarding the screens, another listener wrote that his wife has two laptops that were fixed, a tablet and a desktop computer, doing clearings all of the time.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So that's
just more in peace. As you have the clearings up, it's giving you more peace. And, you know, what takes you out of your peace is the alien timelines. And you know, what they're doing to you as far as the programs and getting yourself activated in, you know, law of cause and effect. So, you know, if you have the clearings up, then you become more peaceful. And you can have a much better life the way it's supposed to be here. And remember, get a day planner, because you may be in too much peace.
It's true. So another listener is asking, Ron, if you can please explain the difference between the body jumpstart and the pain body clearing.
Okay. Well, the pain body releases pain from you, okay? So it goes in and releases the pain that you're requesting to have released. The body jumpstart, maybe you could explain that one, Elizabeth.
Well, that's kind of a package of clearings. And it might help with pain, but it's you get the magnetic and twisted body alignment, which we talked about earlier in the show, which is the 108. Individual invisible energetic bodies. You get an infection body clearing, a mind of the body clearing, a blood and circulatory system clearing, as well as a body system rejuvenation. And that covers 14 body systems. You can also add a condition if you would like to. There's an option for that, and it works with your physical body. So that's kind of more of, I would say, I guess it's more of a special clearing if you have been, maybe you're in the process of healing from a chronic illness, or you just kind of like need to kickstart yourself into, you know, the beginning of a healing journey. So I would say that's more what that one's ideal for. I mean, of course, anybody can use this clearing. The pain body clearing, Ron, that's a whole lifetime clearing, and that specifically targets pain.
Yes.
So do you want to talk about the pain body and why we have that body maybe a little bit so people can maybe better understand how that works?
Yeah, so the pain energy that you have is collected in the pain body. And so you will experience pain. And then that pain body kind of takes it away from you and it goes somewhere. Because remember, you're not really commanding for the pain to leave you, okay? This is one way to look at it. So you stubbed your toe when you were 5, we'll say, and you had the pain for maybe a day or two, and the pain went away because your body started to heal it, but the pain energy went somewhere, okay? So it went into your pain body. So now it's holding that pain energy from the stub toe, okay? Now, you hurt your toe again because the pain body now has it in there and it wants to get released. Remember, your spirit goes, you know, this pain body, you know, I can see maybe in the future where this pain could come into me, you know, over and over and over again throughout the life of the body here. We got to get rid of it. Remember, your physical body will kill itself to get well. It'll sabotage itself that way, so because it has blocked energy in it. So the pain body now can get reactivated with the pain of your stub toe over and over and over again. And each time it gets larger and larger, and your body now is taking the load. So maybe you're accident prone and you keep stubbing your toe. Well, now you got 10 stub toes and this pain body really, really hurts. 11th time you stub your toe, and all those previous 10 stub toe energies of pain comes into you, and you know, it really hurts because you have all this energy with you. So it's just an energy blockage. So this body is there to help you to get rid of the pain. Otherwise, it'll be around you. Maybe you didn't have that body. Where's that pain energy going to go? It's circling you. And, you know, maybe it might go into your ears. All of a sudden you got an earache. And then maybe it goes, well, that's good. We'll go somewhere else. We'll go to the shoulder. You know, we'll go to the lower back. We'll go to the knees, you know. But no, the pain body holds it. So it's like a safe deposit box, in a sense, for your pain. But it gets opened up. And once you have a problem or somebody else has one and they activate you because you saw it, now that pain body gets awakened. And voila, it sabotages you to give you the pain. And it also can sabotage your body. So your body now is looking around for an accident. And sure enough, waiting to happen, now you have it. And then the pain body goes, whippy, I can now get this out of me. Because it's the body. It's living just like you are. It's put into you by the earth. So this poor energetic body suffering from pain. No? And now it'll give you all that pain back. And it probably is going, oh, man, am I relieved now? I got rid of all these stub-toe things. And then eventually, because you don't heal it, it comes back into the body. Now it's suffering. And so these bodies are just like a holding thing, and they are, in a sense, like a spirit. So they are living, and they're conscious, but they're there to take away and to store these situations that you go into that cause harm to you. Otherwise, if the harm was with you and all that pain was with you, just think of all the pain that you had in your body. If you had it dropped on you right now, and your pain body just said, oh, I'm tired of this here, I'll give it back to you, you'd probably be dead in about a half a second. And you'd be on the ground probably crying and wish you were dead, if not. Just think of having a toothache, you know. They're not very comfortable, okay? And so just by having, 10 toothaches, you'd probably want to, you know, get out of here, jump off a cliff or something, you know, because it's that bad. And that body that's there, the pain body, is doing you the greatest favor, storing this pain. But you can reactivate it. That's why you want to clear the pain out. So back to you.
Yeah, and also I think that's such a great explanation, Ron. And it is a current lifetime clearing. So it's kind of like doing the emotional body clearing for your whole lifetime, which is the first clearing that you have to do before you can do any of the other clearings, and so you can be clear on what you need and what you don't need. If you look at all those current lifetime clearings, there are the emotional body, fear body, feeling body, mental body, pain body, all of these different bodies that are there protecting you. And unfortunately, they get kind of clogged up with all this stuff that we have to contend with in our lives. So that's why these clearings are here, to clear you out. So hopefully that answers the question, Ron. You did such a great job explaining that, and hopefully that's helpful to this listener. So we did get another comment about the computer, and this person said that, yes, they do have their computer hooked up to their TV. It's only a 32-inch, but they love the light being picture. So that's awesome. And I did get another question. It was an earlier question. And I think this might be an interesting one to talk about here on the Healing Highway. And this listener writes, it's about Twisted Sister. And they write that my sister has hated me and is jealous of me since my birth. She is about 1.5 years older. I have avoided her for 25 years due to her abusive nature. What clearing should I do to fix this? Timeline crashes? If so, how long should I run each timeline crash and how many? Thanks very much for being there. So, yeah, Ron, what do you do if someone has like a lifetime grudge against you? How do you clear something like that?
Well, the timeline crashes may not be that effective for this. I would do a whole lifetime emotional clearing for her. I would do a mental clearing, whole lifetime mental. And then there's probably something to do with maybe anger toward you. I'd do a whole lifetime anger clearing for her. And those three would very possibly, help out a lot. Remember, it's her issues. These are all whole lifetime because she started off ever since she basically knew you. In a sense. And then you may want to, after you do those, then you're going to have some clarity probably because, remember, she's courting you. She's courting you with all that hatred. And then you're going to realize, what was the initial issue? Maybe she got abandoned by your parents because you came along, Maybe she got all this attention. Maybe she's dealing with a lot of internal fear. So you may want to do a fear clearing. So I would probably do at least 3 to 4 whole lifetime clearings on her. The timeline one is not, I don't think it's going to be probably more than 10% effective until you do the whole lifetime clearings because that's her issue. And she's bringing those issues into her life, and that's affecting her life for everybody around her. She'll start to resonate that hating you with everybody else in her life. I would be surprised if she even has a good relationship, if she's in one, So that's what you want to do if you really want to help her. And in the process, that would help you. So you want to do those clearings for her. And then after all that, then do the timeline crashes as you start seeing situations. Maybe the person was triggered maybe at Christmas or birthdays or whatever. And then do the timeline crashes for those. But, just like yourself, you have an issue. You need to go into the whole lifetime clearing to get rid of the issues. So that's what you need for her. And I would guess since that's so strongly connected, the way it looks to me, it's probably really messing up your life. And so it feels like she's heavily courted. So I would do those clearings to help yourself out.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it is best to do the clearings on the other person who is directly impacting your life.
Oh, I'll even go further. So let's just say that all of a sudden, you have all this negative energy from that person, which is the way it sounds, okay? And let's say they died, okay? They died tomorrow. Is that energy going to be gone? Are you going to go whippy? You're going to say, oh, that's great, she died. She's out of my life now. No. You got all those energies still with you that she gave you. Got to clear those out of you. Oh, she's making everything active because she's living and connecting to everything, all those thoughts of whenever she did this to you. And this could be maybe a 50-year relationship. So you got all these 50 years to get rid of. That's why you want to do a whole lifetime clearing. But the person dies, you're still stuck with all this baggage. They gave it to you. Okay, they're not going to take it with them. So you have your load, and in the sense that, using the word karma, which I don't normally use, but you have your karma, and now you have her karma because she gave you her karma with all this anger and stuff that she has toward you. Yeah, it sounds like if you want to change your life, you better change hers. Because even if she dies, you're still stuck with all this stuff, and you got to get rid of it. So back to you.
Yeah, you do. And I think it is kind of a journey that you're kind of both so closely related. It makes sense that you would want to do clearings on that other person in your life. I think that's always great, and that's always cool when couples do clearings and different family members do clearings on each other. it's always a really good idea because you are all kind of dealing with not the same, but similar, different ancestral stuff. So somebody, I guess, on the pain body, when you were talking about that earlier, Ron, the question just prior to this one, this listener's asking if the pain body will also remove other timelines' pains.
It could, yes, because remember, it needs to start off somewhere. You're only on timelines because of a situation. So by doing a whole lifetime pain body, right away those energies are away from you, and you may not be put onto timelines of pain because you don't have it in your energy field. Remember, like attracts like. So yes, very possibly, if you're in a lot of pain, you know, do your pain body, and then, you know, if you still have some pain, then go back to when the pain started and do timeline crashes on it. You know, so, or maybe there's an incident that you had your first pain that you can remember, you know. I can't myself go back there, you know, living in the moment, but, you know, you might be able to think of something when you had pain, you know, and right away that's with you because your pain body's bringing you that information. Physical body now is resonating to it, hoping that in a sense it doesn't get resurrected and cause your body pain. But your body will, like I said, sabotage itself if the energy is too heavy on it and it starts suffocating. It'll say, well, time for an accident here. Maybe the person will be smart enough to release the energy out of me for this one incident. And that you can do. You can tell your body to do that, see how successful it is. But the clearings are so much more effective. But, you know, that's what you're supposed to be doing. And just think if you're a parent, you know, and you're taking on your kid's stuff. You know, remember the old days, it probably even happens today, but, you know, a child has comes home crying or, you know, what it gets an owie or a boo-boo or something, you know, whatever the mother creates as far as its word. And she'll normally kiss it about 10 times to make it feel better. Well, she's taking all the energy into her body. Where's she storing it at, you know? Maybe she's older now and... you know, all of a sudden you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, you have breast cancer. You go, how did I get that? Well, you know, all those little boo-boos that you kissed off your child, well, the energy got stored in your breast, you know? I'm just trying to make a point here of what happens. How do you get this stuff? Well, you took on somebody else's energy. Had to go someplace in your body stored there. So, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, that's quite the... quite the body there. That makes me really even think, Ron, that that is such an important clearing to get, the pain body. And, oh, I also had a thought, and I forgot to mention it. Well, while you were talking about the one with the sister, the listener who has the problematic relationship with the sister, earlier in the show we had mentioned the mind looping too. Would that be a case where she would want to use that? Like on her sister to stop her from thinking negative thoughts about her, or would that be?
Yeah,
not
I don't think
effective?
Someone would work for that. Okay. I don't think it'd be like maybe like 5% effective.
Okay.
It just feels more like also maybe betrayal from her parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or your parents. That's kind of what it feels like. You know, you came along. Maybe you got more attention. So it's a jealousy type. We have a jealousy clearing. But you know, you're probably going to want to do maybe 4 or 5 full lifetime clearings. And remember, if since she's connected to you, and because you mentioned it, okay, the fact that we got the information from you, if you're listening, about your sister, that means that she's running your life, and you're worried about her, which means you're worried about yourself, because you have all these issues, and you don't know what they are. That's what I said. You're dealing with her karma, and you don't even know what's going on in your life. And your life is probably going to hell in a handbasket, because of your sister. So that's kind of, you know, what I'm looking at here. So,
yeah, and there is a whole lifetime jealousy clearing.
Yep, you may want to get that, you know.
Wow.
But you got to kind of navigate and see what your sister is doing. You know, possibly, you know, if your parents are alive and maybe you have another sibling or something, you may want to ask them what they think is the problem. to give you some more information. But you know, if you wish to get rid of it, you know, you're going to have to do whole lifetime clearings on your sister. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get rid of the problem because she's suffering from it and it's being passed on to you. And it's activating your DNA. So, you know, she's doing all this to you because your DNA is the same as her DNA, in a sense. And, you know, she's dragging you down into the rat hole. So I guess it's about that time, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I can't believe it, but we have gone through another hour here on the Healing Highway, and it's time to wrap up. So hopefully you can join us Wednesday and also Friday and Saturday on BBS Station 2, as well as for maybe tomorrow is Ron's Tuesday call. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you. And thank you so much, everybody, for emailing your questions and your testimonials. We really appreciate it. And keep them coming. Let us know what clearings you're doing and where you're at. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Hey, so here we go. Mind a heart drop, everybody. And tomorrow on Tuesday is our cording call, if you're interested in getting cords released from you. But here we go. Mind a heart drop, commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, helpers out there. Bye, everyone.